was a new king over Egypt who knew not Joseph, and he said to his people, "The children of Israel are more and mightier than we." Pharaoh charged all his people that every son that is born of the children of Israel you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. A Levite woman bore a son, and when she saw that he was a goodly child, she hid him for 3 months. When she could no longer hide him, she made him an ark of bulrushes and put the child therein, and then she laid it in the reeds by the river's bank. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river with her maidens. When she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and the baby wept. She had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." His sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I call for a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. She said, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you wages." His name Moses, because she said, "I drew him out of the water." When Moses was grown, he went out unto his brethren. He saw an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew. When he saw no one there, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. He went out the second day and saw two Hebrew men striving together. He said, "Why do you smite your fellow Hebrew?" The man said, "Who made you a prince and a judge over us?" He sought to slay Moses, but Moses fled and dwelt in the land of Midian. Moses was tending the flock of Jethro and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame out of the midst of the bush, and the bush was not consumed. Called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses, here am I. Draw not hither, put off your shoes, for the place you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. The Lord said, "I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt." I have heard their cry and know their sorrows. I am come down to deliver them unto a land flowing with milk and honey. I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? Said to Moses, I am that I am. This is what you shall say.